Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are entering the news vault from KCBS Radio.
Flames and the smoke.
I have a tape recorder here in my hand.
Now nobody would think of doing that.
The newsmen were blocking the door.
It worked for a couple of seconds.
Bringing the sounds of history back to life. Here is your host, Stan Bunger.
And this time we settle on 1987 and the visit of Pope John Paul II to the Bay Area. It was a busy year for a pontiff who did a lot of traveling anyway. Before he got to the Bay Area in 1987, the Pope had already been to Uruguay, Argentina, what was then known as West Germany, and Poland. He spent 2 days in Northern California as part of his North American visit. And we had KCBS radio reporters stationed all over the place. I remember this quite vividly because I was one of them. There was a papal mass at Laguna Seca Raceway outside of Monterey. There were visits to the Basilica of the Mission of San Carlos in Carmel and to Mission Dolores in San Francisco. There was an event at St. Mary's Cathedral in San Francisco, and I remember anchoring the coverage of that event. And the final stop was the biggest audience of this thing, or at least the most visible one. That was the papal mass at Candlestick Park. And what you'll hear on our telescoped set of highlights from the coverage, which we'll present to you in a moment on this podcast, is the work of a man who became quite famous as a sports broadcaster. He's covered virtually every sport known to man, the Olympic Games, basketball, football, baseball, all of it. But on that day, Ted Robinson did play-by-play for a papal mass at Candlestick Park. Here then, from 1987, KCBS coverage of the visit of Pope John Paul II.
The Papal Visit on News 74 KCBS.
Pope John Paul touching down in San Francisco. The helicopter has landed. Now, what's going to take place, Jan and Robert? The helicopter is going to taxi down this short runway, turn around. The red carpet will be rolled out. As we said, Pope John Paul will get off his helicopter. He is with Archbishop John Quinn. The dignitaries now walking out to the area where the red carpet is going to be rolled out.
The sun has come out marvelously. The sun has come out, and he's smiling, enjoying himself thoroughly. He's asking some questions of the Archbishop about that span. Now he's heading toward the bridge.
I'm able to see the span for the first time today. Still no problem at all. Southbound onto the Golden Gate, northbound on Doyle Drive. No problem whatsoever.
And the Pope's motorcade has now departed the toll plaza and is heading southbound and will be taking a secret route to get over to Geary Boulevard. Most probably they'll be going through the Funston Tunnel and Presidio.
And it appears the motorcade is underway right now. On the motorcade is News 74 Stan Bunker. Stan, what can you tell us about where you are right now?
Stan, we're along Geary Boulevard, just passing 10th Avenue, 9th Avenue now, and the Pope in the Pope mobile, surrounded by a good number of San Francisco police officers, most of them on motorcycles. There are also some regular vehicle units, and the crowds along this part of Geary Boulevard completely lining both sides of the motorcade route. I'm guessing three or four deep everywhere, in some places 8 to 10 people deep. A lot of waving and cheering. There are large contingents of Hispanic people here waving flags that say, El Papa Juan Pablo Dos.
He's moving kind of fast, to tell you the truth. You don't get a real good look at him. I mean, you can see him. It's kind of like a caricature of what you've been seeing on TV the last couple of weeks. But he was moving, so maybe I can ask somebody here. Ma'am, did you see the Pope go by?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
It went by a little too quick.
A little too quick? Was it kind of exciting to be out here, at least?
Yes, definitely.
You can probably hear the crowd in the background as he passes directly in front of me now. Flags waved, hands waving. A huge crowd of bicyclists and people on skateboards, people running along following the route. And now the Pope has passed us, heading towards second.
You hear people screaming now. Here he comes. The Pope Mobile is coming down Geary Boulevard right in front of Kaiser Hospital right now. It's traveling very quickly. And people are waving to the Pope, and he is waving back and very smiling at people with Archbishop Quinn.
Here is the Pope right now driving up at a, you were talking about the speed, Father McGuire, he came zipping right in here.
That's right, it was almost impossible to see him, but the Archbishop was with him, and now the other members of the entourage are gathering. It's a great moment of excitement for everybody here. They've had a beautiful ceremony in the Basilica itself where the people really expressed with great faith their the hope for the presence of the Pope.
Counterpoint to that, Father McGuire, is that behind us here we have perhaps 1,000 demonstrators who are making just as much noise as they can, booing and whistling and stomping and so forth.
So that's San Francisco.
That is San Francisco.
But I think the inside will be a very significant experience for many people. It'll be a great moment of faith.
God loves you all. Without distinction, he loves those of you who are sick, those who are suffering from AIDS, and from AIDS-related complex.
The most emotional moment came when the Pope opened his arms to hold 4-year-old Brendan O'Rourke, who was inflicted with AIDS at birth through a blood transfusion. Young Brendan and his parents, John and Elaine, were thrilled.
Brendan is very affectionate, and I know the Pope loves children, and they just seem like they would hit it off well, and they did.
Did you think you were going to get a big hug from the Pope?
Nice to be touched by the Pope. He gave a special blessing. And just I hope for the best, and I know it's give him spiritual strength and help us through this tough time.
The Pope has roared right now. I hear him saying, gay right now, with also notes of Pope, go home. The crowd has really pushed forward towards the barricade.
A considerable protest here in San Francisco. In the perspective of having gone around the country with the Pope since Miami, this is certainly a much different scene than I have witnessed in any other city.
Unlike the angry demonstrators outside, the event inside Mission Dolores was definitely a celebration of the faith, and it was certainly a mood of celebration.
And I have to admit, even with my disappointment, I was about 6 feet from the Pope, and I had tears in my eyes. I was moved. He has an aura of peace and love around him that really does affect you. I would only hope that he could take that and bring it out more for a greater good of the crisis.
Robert, there's several groups out here right now. The largest contingent, about 300 people, I would guess, are Jewish groups, and they're upset with the Pope for meeting Austrian President Kurt Waldheim. Now, of course, you remember that controversy back this summer.
And inside St. Mary's Cathedral, as you can hear in the background, members of Catholic Religious are giving Pope John Paul II a very, very warm welcome. He is going to be hearing from Sister Helen Garvey, the president of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious.
We desire for ourselves and for all believing women complete incorporation in the Church. In its critical decision-making responsibility, the Church needs the fullness of women's gifts and the strength of women's commitments.
Go forward in faith, hope, and charity, expanding yourselves in the Church's mission of evangelization and service. Always be examples to the flock.
The Papal Visit on News 74 KCBS.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger at St. Mary's Cathedral. Inside the cathedral, the thousands of Catholic lay members who will be speaking in a dialogue with Pope John Paul II are gathering. It's still dark outside, but there are long lines of people waiting to go through security clearance and reach their seats inside. That's not the only big event in San Francisco today. The biggest event will be the Papal Mass, celebrated at Candlestick Park later this morning. And crowds are gathering there as well. Inside the stadium, News 74's Mike Sugarman.
It is getting more crowded as time goes on. Now, as we've been talking about, this is a different crowd that Candlestick is used to seeing, as I've said before. They are very well behaved, very well dressed. Some, like Pauline Stottman of Daly City, not used to being here or even to riding on buses.
We got off that bus. There were four buses, and they got lost. They came all the way from Oakland, but here we are.
And we arrived, and we've never been to Candlestick Park before, and we just think it's great. And she's already taken a picture of that over there. Isn't that beautiful?
And inside the cathedral now, Pope John Paul II has arrived. All the members of this Catholic lay group are standing, applauding. There's people climbing on top of chairs to get a better view. People are pushing forward toward the central aisle in the cathedral. And as is his custom, the Holy Father will walk up along the main aisle, and we're told that he favors his right. He goes well to his right, I guess, and he'll spend time shaking hands and touching and blessing people on the right side of the aisle, as he always.
Well, we were just talking about the fact that nobody could understand what stamina he has, but he seems to get revived by all of this. If you see the people crying and feeling so honored that, you know, he just reaches out and touches them, and he seems to really thrive on it, too. It's a great, great experience to watch him.
Your Holiness, please let me know that you are willing to walk with me. I do not always feel that I am heard. In my cultural experience, questioning is neither rebellion nor dissent. Rather, it is a desire to participate and is a sign of both love and maturity.
You are in the forefront of the struggle to protect authentic Christian values from the onslaught of secularization. Christ's message must live in you, and in the way you live, and in the way you refuse to live.
Pope John Paul now, ready to leave St. Mary's Cathedral. He appears to be quite pleased with the way things have gone today. A sly smile on his face as he told Catholics here that even after he is gone physically, he will stay with people in San Francisco. The motorcade will begin momentarily. It's not a motorcade in the sense that people will have any real chance to see the Pope. He'll not be in the Pope Mobile. He'll be in a limousine, but it'll be a high-speed run out to Candlestick Park to get ready for Mass there.
Traffic on the freeway system right now in San Francisco is much like yesterday, Stan. Looks great everywhere. No problems to speak of at all. We are just above St. Mary's right now, where, of course, Geary Boulevard is still closed between Laguna and Franklin.
At Candlestick Park, the Papal Mass is almost ready to begin. Now Pope John Paul has descended out of the Pope Mobile, which has come to a halt behind the platform on which the altar is placed. He is holding in his left hand a cross and crucifix and is now being donned the papal vestments. But he will begin celebrating the Papal Mass. So right now we're going to go to Mike Sugarman, who's in the crowd at Candlestick Park. Mike?
I am sitting probably in the worst seat in the house right now. I'm in section 35, row 22, sitting next to your name, sir?
Ralph D'Ambola.
Where are you from?
New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey.
You came all the way up from New Jersey and you had the worst seat in the house.
I was promised a better seat. I was promised a seat on the altar. My nephew was a priest who invited me out here, Father Michael Russo. And I'm a little disappointed. He's going to have to hear my confession.
All right, you're sitting right behind the Pope. You think, will it still be a special experience for you, do you believe?
The mere fact that I'm here and in his presence is a great experience. I love it.
Viva il Papa!
My brothers and sisters, our God calls us together to celebrate as one family.
Ted, it's an unusual circumstance to be amongst tens of thousands of people like we have been today and have it be so very still. Everyone near me sat in rapt attention as the Holy Father spoke. There was no restlessness or wiggling around. Even the little children seemed mesmerized. Even the ushers and security people seemed to be hanging on upon us every word. Candlestick isn't a stadium today. It's a church.
On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body."
We can see now the Eucharistic ministers in the upper deck at Candlestick, in the second deck,
climbing up towards the top to distribute communion to those who wish to receive.
I'm up in the upper deck, in the middle of the upper deck, and the priest has just arrived and has been giving the communion to the assembled and the people that I've been sitting around. I've been looking down on the field trying to find our friend Marion Sweeney, the person I had a chance to talk to earlier this week. She was one of the people chosen from the parish to take communion from the Pope, and she was as excited as a little kid. She said it was better than winning the lottery. It was one of the greatest things that had ever happened to her. She said it was just like getting communion from Jesus Christ, she thought.
The majority are making their feelings felt right now as the Pope has entered the Pope Mobile along with Archbishop Quinn and is now being driven out in front of the right field bleachers. There are flowers being tossed now by the folks sitting in those portable football seats.
Now that this mass has ended, the quiet has ended with it. The people began moving around almost immediately after the pontiff finished speaking. I see smiles everywhere, real looks of jubilation. I've really never seen anything like it. Earlier during the service, I felt in the stands a real feeling of reverence, attitudes of prayer everywhere I looked. And now I just see real appreciation and gratitude among the people.
You can see him sort of lean forward in the back of the limousine in the window, and the attention of the people got to him, and he turned around and kind of waved at some people as he was speeding away to go to the airport. The Pope is on his way to the airport now for the trip to Detroit, and we should be hearing from Mike Colgan pretty soon when the pontiff reaches there.
The Pope is ascending the steps now to Shepherd One. People next to me in the crowd yelling thank you, waving. He's waving back. These people are very, very lucky. In the last 2 days that I've seen, they have managed to get about as close to him as anybody has. And he has entered the Shepherd One, which will soon be taking off at Detroit.
Remember to follow the News Vault from KCBS Radio on social media. On Facebook, we're at News Vault Podcast. On Twitter, find us at News Vault SF. On Instagram, we're at News Vault. Until our next episode, you are leaving the News Vault from KCBS Radio.
Is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.